The mostly abandoned site of the former Goodyear Tire and Rubber headquarters on Akron's east side is starting to come back to life. Last weekend, a new concert venue opened in the 90-year-old Goodyear Theater with two sold-out shows featuring rock acts The Smashing Pumpkins and Gavin DeGraw. Developer Stu Lichter says it's just the beginning. His California company, Industrial Realty Group, is behind that project and about a half dozen other major revitalization projects at old factories in the region. I talked with Lichter during breakfast at the hotel at the site of Akron's new East End development. Stu Lichter joins me. Let's start by going back to 2007 when this all started. You got involved with this Goodyear project back then. And catch us up to where it all started and where we are now.
Well, you know, we started with the issue that Goodyear needed a new corporate headquarters building and had to consider whether to stay in the state of Ohio or leave. And we presented them with a concept, let's create a new neighborhood, that resulted in the new headquarters building that was built and the new parking structure and renovating all the Goodyear buildings as the phase one of the project. But from the beginning, this was going to be a long-term project because they weren't going to leave the buildings that they were in until the new buildings were built. So we're basically 3 years later. Now we're in the phase of recreating a wonderful thing out of the buildings they left. We did the hotel after we did the renovation of their existing buildings and the new headquarters building. And then we did Goodyear Hall, and that's still in progress. You know, there's 106 apartments up there, which are wonderful apartments and are rented. And this weekend we opened the theater, and then you'll see the retail and the restaurants after the road's finished. And the entire original dream is happening.
Talk to me about the Goodyear Theater, because this past weekend it opened. Seemed like it came together quickly. Where did the idea of a concert hall come from?
Well, when we first looked at their existing facilities, they had this wonderful theater and this amazing gym in an office building. And most people didn't even know they existed because they very rarely let anybody from the public in or let public events in. They did occasionally. This theater's as nice as anything in Broadway. I can't just let it sit here. It's a jewel. So we just started researching, is it actually practical to reuse this theater as an event venue? And we put a lot of work into that. And then we put a lot of work into finding the right partner and creating the best event facility in the entire region. It's way better than anything in Cleveland. By itself, it's a theater, right? So you could say, how significant is a theater? But the way the world is changing now with the millennials and the younger people, people live where there's something to do, and companies locate where there's something to do. So I think the significance of it actually goes beyond, well, it's a theater that there'll be nice performances in. It will help just make Akron a more attractive place.
The big building right across the street that you mentioned, is that's empty at this point, right?
Well, actually, there's one tenant in there, right? There's a wonderful charter school that's doing an amazing thing for children. And the entire school is one level below the street. And they're expanding and doubling in size and starting a high school next year. And we're renovating that space now.
And how do you envision what's going to happen there in the coming years?
We've been gutting the inside, and that process is ongoing. And we have totally designed the lobby and the infrastructure for the new office building and for some more residential units. The residential units have been so successful, we're adding 80 more in that building. We'll start filling the office building tenant by tenant.
It's interesting because when you think of Akron, you think downtown, maybe you think of Highland Square. You don't really think about the east side and this Goodyear area too much anymore these days. And you're saying it can come back.
Well, I'm saying it is coming back. You see the stuff that's done with Gandling, you see the Goodyear headquarters building, and now you see the theater and the gym. You know, between those two things, there'll be hundreds of thousands of people coming here every year. This is going to be the cool side of town because that theater is a unique asset. It's actually going to be the coolest venue in the region. So, you know, the east side's going to rock.
Why Akron? Why invest so much in the city?
Well, what I do is I love bringing things back to life. That's my passion. And for good or bad, there's been a number of big facilities that have closed in Akron that can be shaped into something new. It's kind of become my second home. So now it goes beyond that I'm like really committed to helping make the city work.
Stu, thanks so much for joining me.
Great.